American holidays. 1. Many Americans live for the weekend. 2. Americans do not refer to weekends as holiday. 3. Of course, sometimes an actual holiday falls on the weekend. 4. Martin Luther King Day is observed on the third Monday of January and is a national holiday. 5. Can you tell me something about Martin Luther King? 6. King is the most famous leader of the civil rights movement, which marks the struggle for equal treatment of African Americans. 7. King gave his famous I Have a Dream speech near the White House in Washington, D.C. 8. Martin Luther King was assassinated in 1968. 9. What do people do to celebrate Martin Luther King Day? 10. King's Day is not normally celebrated. Rather, this great man's life is commemorated with a national holiday in his name. 11. President's Day is the third Monday in February and is a national holiday. President's Day combined the two former holidays of George Washington's birthday, February 22nd, and Abraham Lincoln's birthday, February 12th. 12. Today, President's Day is a celebration of all U.S. presidents. 13. Many stores have major sales on President's Day. 14. March 17th is St. Patrick's Day, which is mainly celebrated by people with Irish backgrounds. 15. Many people wear green on St. Paddy's Day. 16. Good Friday is the Friday before Easter. 17. It commemorates the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and is not really a holiday. 18. Catholic people traditionally observe silence between 12 o'clock noon and 3 o'clock p.m. when Christ is believed to have died. 19. Easter Sunday commemorates the resurrection of Christ, which Christians believe occurred on the third day after the crucifixion. 20. Mother's Day is the second Sunday in May. 21. Mother's Day is for spending time with mothers, buying them gifts, sending Mother's Day cards, and taking them out to dinner. 22. Americans might do any or all of these things to show appreciation and love for their mothers. 23. Do you know what the traditional flower of Mother's Day is in the U.S.? Carnations. 24. It is traditional for women to wear white carnations on Mother's Day. 25. Memorial Day is on the last Monday in May, and it commemorates American soldiers who died in wars. 26. Memorial Day is a national holiday. 27. The three-day Memorial Day weekend marks the unofficial beginning of summer. 28. Americans typically celebrate with picnics and barbecues. 29. The famous Indianapolis 500 stock car race is held every Memorial Day in the city of Indianapolis. 30. I am so happy we have the long holiday weekend coming up. 31. Do you want to go someplace for Memorial Day? 32. Why don't we drive to the beach for the weekend? 33. It will be so crowded, and besides, I bet all the hotels are already booked. 34. And there will be so much traffic on the road. 35. I'm thinking about a lazy holiday around the house. 36. Throw some burgers on the grill, maybe. 37. How about watching the Indy 500 on TV? 38. That sounds boring. 39. It's not boring, it's exciting. 40. Father's Day is the third Sunday in June in the U.S. 41. People send their fathers greeting cards, give them gifts, and spend time with them. 42. Taking fathers out to dinner on Father's Day is a common practice. 43. Dad, where do you want to go for dinner on Father's Day? 44. July 4th is American Independence Day and is America's National Day. 45. July 4th commemorates America's independence from England, which was declared in 1776. 46. huge and beautiful fireworks displays, parades, softball games, and family picnics are the traditional ways Americans celebrate July 4th. 47. We're having a barbecue at our house on the 4th, and I want to invite you. 48. I hope you like hot dogs, hamburgers, and beer. 49. Later, we can drive to the stadium and catch the fireworks starting at 9 o'clock. 50. There's a late-night party after the fireworks at my friend's house. 51. You're welcome to join us and bring your travel companion too, okay? 52. Sounds great. What should we bring to the party? 53. There's plenty of beer and burgers, but probably little else. 54. Burgers and beer sound good to me. 55. Labor Day is the first Monday in September and is another 3-day holiday weekend. 56. Labor Day is a national holiday commemorating American workers. 57. Like Memorial Day and July 4th, Labor Day is celebrated with picnics, barbecues, family gatherings, and parties. 58. Labor Day marks the unofficial end of summer, with most students returning to school shortly after Labor Day. 59. There are lots of people on the road during this long weekend. 60. Labor Day is the last holiday before the weather starts to become cold in most parts of the country. 61. Many stores feature back-to-school sales this weekend. 62. Veterans Day is November 11th, and it is a national holiday. 63. Veterans Day commemorates all American military veterans. 64. Thanksgiving Day is the fourth Thursday in November and is a national holiday. 65. We are going to be in America for Thanksgiving. 66. I think that will be exciting. 67. Really? I am not so sure about that. 68. Why not? 69. Thanksgiving is a traditional family holiday. 70. Most people spend the weekend at home eating a big family meal, and many places are closed. 71. Oh, well, maybe we'll be invited someplace. 72. There's a traditional Thanksgiving Day parade. 73. Let's go to that. 74. Philadelphia's Thanksgiving parade is supposed to be a good one, from what I've read. 75. It's the oldest Thanksgiving Day parade in the country, and that alone makes it interesting to me. 76. The parade is televised, so we have the option of watching it on TV in our hotel room. 77. This sounds interesting, but the really famous parade is at Macy's. 78. Macy's? What's that? 79. Macy's is the most famous department store in New York City. 80. You want to go to a department store for Thanksgiving? 81. I want to eat turkey, not go shopping. 82. We are talking about the most famous parade in the country, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. 83. Why don't we take a bus up to New York and see it? 84. It's only a 2-hour bus ride. 85. The parade starts at 9 o'clock a.m., so we can take a 7 o'clock bus from Philadelphia and get there on time. 86. I think we would need an earlier bus because there are thousands of people attending this thing every year. 87. I'm not so sure this is such a good idea anyway. 88. Come on, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. 89. It's just a parade. 90. Are you kidding? It's the most famous parade in the world, don't you know? 91. I've already checked out their website. 92. There are thousands of spectacular floats and giant balloons. 93. Macy's Parade has over 8,000 performers, including marching bands, choirs, dance troupes, cheerleaders and clowns, and even Santa Claus. 94. What is Thanksgiving really about? 95. Thanksgiving commemorates the Pilgrims' survival through the harsh winter of 1621. 96. Who were the Pilgrims? 97. They were early settlers of Massachusetts. 98. Did they eat turkey on that first Thanksgiving day? 99. Historians believe they ate bird, not turkey. 100. December 25th is Christmas Day, a national holiday. 101. Christmas is the most famous holiday festival in the U.S. and the Western world. 102. Christmas is a very important religious holiday commemorating the birth of Christ. 103. It is celebrated in religious ceremony and also in the exchange of gifts between family members and friends. 104. Christmas is the favorite day of children because this is the day that Santa Claus delivers toys to children everywhere. 105. Kwanzaa Festival is celebrated from December 26th to January 1st. 106. This festival celebrates African American family, culture, and community. 107. Kwanzaa was created in 1966.